They say it's an effort to cut down on unwanted sexual advances and possibly prevent a rape. But the code of conduct at one college is so broad it does not distinguish between a spontaneous hug and forced sex. Why is that? Rudy Bakhtiar reports. You decide.
There's a different kind of battle brewing at Gettysburg. Gettysburg College is coming under fire by FIRE, an organization that monitors individual rights on college campuses. At issue, this private school's sexual misconduct policy.
It makes really no distinction between a forcible sexual assault and a hug that you didn't ask for.
The policy describes physical contact of a lewd type, such as brushing, touching, grabbing, pinching, patting, hugging, and kissing, as examples of sexual misconduct. Furthermore, it requires verbal consent, as in stating yes before engaging in any sexual activity.
That's what's misinterpreted a lot, where some guys will feel as though they have consent, when in actuality they don't.
Sometimes it'll be hard to get consent for such small things, such as hugging and like patting.
Colleges all over America have implemented codes of conduct for the protection of the students. According to the Justice Department, just under 3% of all college women become victims of rape, either completed or attempted in a given nine-month academic year.
At first glance, that risk might seem low, but take that percentage and project it over a typical five-year college career, and it translates to one out of every five women.
Gettysburg administrators refused to appear on camera, but told us they stand by the policy. Many students do, too.
I don't have to worry about actually being raped before I can say this is sexual harassment.
FIRE says the policy, as it's written now, makes normal affectionate behavior a crime and risks victimizing innocent students. They're prepared to keep up the fight for a rewrite. In Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, Rudy Bakhtiar, FIRE.